One of the things that I'm really working on and trying to understand right now is HIPAA compliance. Period. It's basically a security level protocol and some systems and documentation and ways that you deal with your own technology and your documents and forms and everything. And it's necessary, generally, I believe North America and the United States, but is how you actually deal with patient information in healthcare, electronic health records, anything like that. And if any audio or video or text information has personally identifiable information and it's used in a healthcare context, then there's all of a sudden a lot of requirements for security and privacy, and rightfully so. So what I'm trying to figure out, and I've been working on it for a bit, and there will be an audit and a lot of work that gets put into reaching that level, and I'm sure quite expensive too, but I think it's something very valuable and worthwhile. For myself, I'm recording very, vulnerable thoughts and journals into my own system, and I want to trust it. And as you store in different servers, whether Amazon Web Services or Microsoft Azure or Google Cloud, there's also things to think about there, because you're storing on another company's servers, and then you have to make sure that those systems are obviously compliant. So there's a lot of work that actually goes into it, and it's the first time I've ever done something like that. In the past, you come from marketing, and marketing is not the best place for how they treat data and privacy, and frankly, people move very quickly and don't necessarily take all the consequences for people's privacy into consideration. And generally, it's, you're rewarded with lower customer acquisition costs and lifetime value with the amount of information that's actually capable of being retrieved. So lots of things to think about as you build a company and a technology that you hope has not medical grade, but a high level of security and privacy, so people feel that they can trust and use the technology. And for myself, I really hope to build a company and technology that exudes that lives up to those standards. And I know we're not there yet. We're not, we're doing a lot of work on this, but it's something that I'm exploring and I'm trying to learn. And if any of you have experience with HIPAA compliance, I'd love to understand this in Canada, this PIPEDA. More than that, we're looking at GDPR, we're looking at all these different levels of security and privacy that's actually required. And again, I'm glad these things are coming into place, but I'm also having to figure it out the best I can, and it's not necessarily an easy thing to do. So I would appreciate anyone who knows how to do this. There's a couple options, and I'm just walking down in Toronto. I just saw Fox, Lakeshore. Hello, I'll move a little bit out of your way. Don't think you're gonna come harm me. I hope not, anyways. Got some dogs coming though. Here's the difference between the audio and the text experience. People would have no idea what I'm doing in text, but maybe you can even hear the dog in the background. So one of the other articles I did was writing versus speaking, and then also capturing inspiration. And how can we do that? And I'm laughing as I'm walking right now, talking about HIPAA compliance and having those things happen. So back to HIPAA compliance. There's a couple options I've explored, and I don't have it up in front of me. I apologize. I'm going to put this in the post, but I found one company. I didn't find. Lauren on our team found it. Thank you, Lauren. It looks like what is an awesome company to help with HIPAA compliance, and they're actually working on PIPEDA as well too. So I will share a link to that. I'm trying to share just some resources of what I found so far on my look. I talked to a lawyer, probably going to include her information. I don't know if that's unsolicited or not, so I might not if it's not there. But she helped give me awesome documents and just a little talk about it, and shared that in a way it's maybe not as difficult as we actually make it out to be. So that was really interesting to hear. And thank you to Goodman's Law for actually enabling us to do that. I'm guessing this is going to be a little bit of an ongoing task, and I'll continue to look into this. So it's all, again, part of live learning and just trying to figure out some big problems that that people are having. And for this case, it's specifically maybe if you're a software company trying to work in medical healthcare. But this is important to me, and I know it's important to a lot of people, because I've talked to companies trying to figure this out, or ones that have and have heard about the process and the cost and some of the difficulty. We're getting a little bit of wind, so I hope it's not too windy for you, and I apologize if it is. One of the things I've done is give myself a 10-minute limit on this. I only have 10 minutes for this specific blurb, and that's actually a limitation of using our app in the Android phone right now through the web browser. On an Android, for some reason, you're limited to 10 minutes and actually 25 seconds. You can maybe hear I'm walking on some gravel now. The piece that I'm thinking about HIPAA compliance, there's one company, a partner at DMZ, maybe not necessarily an official partner, but Balaji is one of the advisors for the DMZ. He's an awesome guy and is focused on basically helping companies almost automate their HIPAA compliance. And we had an awesome conversation with the team there. I'm still trying to understand if that's the best option. And really, frankly, the only situation we see is we're using AWS, and theirs is based sort of on Microsoft Azure with Amazon. Sort of more smoother integrations coming soon, but there's something to think about there. And right now it's a bit expensive. So I'm not going to say the price points off the top of my head, but I believe if you go to MedStack, and I don't know if it's MedStack.com or MedStack.ca, I'll post that below, and you guys can check it out. But definitely something worthwhile if you're a startup and trying to get HIPAA compliance. But as you know, always indecisive myself, exploring many options and just trying to figure out what the best one it is. And always in a way, this desire to try to sort of do it ourselves, even if that's maybe not the best thing, or you know, in the long term, if we're successful with this, that it actually might be the best thing. So a couple of things I'm thinking about HIPAA compliance there. I'm sure there's some other consultants, some you know, companies that are specialized in that. I've heard of, you know, some third-party companies with APIs. Really just need to do a deeper look into it. And frankly, I'm not doing a very good job live learning yet, because no, I'm doing a good job live learning. I'm just walking and talking, but I don't have any Google searches or anything yet really that have really helped me. So I'll see if I can do that, find some stuff, and I'll share those links in this article as well too. I'm walking amongst trees in Toronto there. From what my understanding, just as a couple last notes as I reflect on this and as I continue my walk to Toronto, and I might record one more note after this and turn it into a post and a transcript and everything. The HIPAA compliance is a level of privacy and security, but I think, you know, maybe just like many things, maybe it's, and I can't confirm this, so I'll continue to look into this and share as I learn, but it's just because you have that level of compliance, does it really mean that you've actually done the full job to protect your customers' assets and their data and their privacy? And especially for us, you know, in this company, which again, really trying to put a focus on this because we're trying to help with self-analysis. And to do self-analysis, if you share, you know, especially like if you share yourself intimately and try to learn and iterate and grow through self-improvement and journaling and note-taking and documenting your experiences, and then we try to help with analysis to give you back, there's a lot of personal information there. And I really want to protect that. I know everyone on our team wants to do that. And we're doing everything to get over the barriers of actually getting there. So I look forward to sharing more and hopefully some progress on that side with you. And as always, thank you for checking this out. This will be on the website as an embeddable post, and will also be a little podcast as well too. So this is live learning, Tyler Bryden. You can see I'm getting out of breath from this walk, and it's still wonderfully warm out here. Apologize for the sound quality. It's something I'm talking about, but you know, this is the piece on inspiration and trying to tap into it the best way we can. Whatever time you're reading this, listening to this, watching this, I hope everything is great in your life, and best of luck on your journey. I hope to connect at some point. Thank you.